The annual Kids Count Alaska data book has been released, and it continues to show some alarming trends. KBBI's Mike Mason reports.
The annual Kids Count Alaska data book covers the 2006-2007 school year and was prepared by the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research. It includes data on the economic system, the economic well-being of kids, and the number of kids who end up in the juvenile justice system. The project director for Kids Count Alaska is Virgin Hanna, who's been leading the project since 2001. She wants Alaskans who examine the data book to keep a couple of things in mind.
While it looks as if we don't have many children living in poverty, the federal poverty line is the same across all states. There's no difference, no allowance made for the cost of living in Alaska, which is much higher in rural Alaska than probably any other place in the country. So people need to be aware that while it looks like we have relatively few children living in poverty, that doesn't give the complete picture.
Nationally, it's estimated that 19% of children live at or below the poverty line. In Alaska, the number of kids in poverty increased from 11% in 2004 to 15% in 2005. Kids Count Alaska is part of a larger nationwide program that's sponsored by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The data book for Alaska covers the roughly 206,000 children, 18 or younger, who live in the state of Alaska. An interesting fact outlined in the data book is that boys outnumber girls in Alaska by close to 6%. In fact, there are more boys than girls in every age group. One of the alarming trends outlined in the data book is the graduation rate in Alaska. Hanna characterized the rate as dismal.
We include in the data book one measure that's comparable across the U.S., so you can compare Alaska with all the other states, and only about two-thirds of Alaska's high school students graduate, compared with three-quarters nationally.
According to the data book, in 2006, fewer than half of Alaskan Native and Black seniors, just over half of the Hispanic seniors, and 60% of the Asian and Pacific Island seniors graduated. The graduation rate for white students is 68%. Hanna says the lack of high school graduates and the large number of dropouts will have some long-term implications for the state of Alaska.
We'll be unable to have a skilled, prepared workforce ready to compete if we don't have higher high school graduation rates. And even among those who graduate, we have a lower percentage in Alaska that go on to college than among other states.
Another section of the Kids Count Alaska data book covers the economic well-being of children. One of the indicators are children in households where no parent has full-time year-round employment. In Alaska, 41% of children fell into that category. However, it should be noted that Alaska has traditionally had a very seasonal economy, and Alaska has the highest seasonal variation in workers in the country. Hanna says the biggest drawback for children from the seasonal economy is a lack of health insurance opportunities.
Work like we have in mining, construction, seafood industries in Alaska means that these folks aren't eligible or aren't offered health insurance. So the whole family suffers.
In Alaska, 15% of the children without a parent employed full-time year-round don't have health insurance. Among all children in Alaska, roughly 10% don't have health insurance. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.